Here we go. A little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy, and little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running
out. Radio
Show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio
Radio.
Holla, it's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Podcast.
Radio
Radio
Show.
It's the
Fat Guy
Radio Show.
Yeah.
Fat Guy
Radio Show.
That's a radio
show, not a podcast.
Oh.
Boom, let's go.
Welcome everybody everywhere to another Fat Guy Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us again from the sunshine state of Arizona, which according to the weather, it seems like summer just packed up and left, didn't say goodbye, said, peace out, bitch, I'm out of here.
And you then got evicted.
And then today we've got almost what feels like fall weather.
It was beautiful outside.
I call it tripping weather.
Why do you call it tripping weather?
Because it hasn't quite fell yet, but you know, like it's coming down. So it's kind of like Shaq falling after you get pushed or something. Like,
it's a slow fall. So Arizona doesn't have a fall season. We have a slow fall.
Hey, that makes sense.
Well,
especially
you know,
with our old ass population.
Well, you know, the meteorologists are predicting a warm and dry winter.
Mm.
Makes sense. I mean, the way 2020 is, I wouldn't be surprised if winter was canceled this year and went straight back to summer. Honestly,
winter supports Trump.
Winter came and gone.
Winter voted no. I don't know.
We're entering the long summer. That's a Game of Thrones reference.
We didn't get a monsoon this season either in Arizona.
Get the monsoon?
Normally in July, August type of time of the year.
That's what I'm saying. But when's the last time we've had one, though?
Last August, last July?
I don't know. I'm born and raised in Arizona. I remember thunder, lightning, just mayhem from monsoons. But
right,
we didn't get any of that.
Nothing. Yeah,
we haven't got that in years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I remember growing up, there was like consistent days of rain.
Yeah. It's about to come down.
You can tell. You're like, oh, here goes one monsoon. Oh, here comes another one. Oh, here comes another one.
None of that this
year. Like two or three a week. And this year it was like, all right, oh, hey, half the state got some rains. Hey, another part of the state got a little bit of rain. Then it was like, oh, hey, what's happening? Oh, it started drizzling, but then it heard that you guys were looking at it, so it left.
It left. It backed up and went. It just, you know, indicative of what's going on with 2020. But DA, I have a question for you here at the top of the show. Even though, you know, people love to connect with you and you just continue to become and stay in the world of anonymity here on the show. Haven't even shared with the fact that you've had a huge accomplishment in your life and you haven't said anything about it on the show.
I've kept my job through COVID. Yeah, that's not an accomplishment?
No.
That is a huge accomplishment, but you've mentioned that already.
Yeah. A bigger accomplishment, you boob. And so my question to you is that I'll spill your beans for you because they, you know, that's what they call me in the streets. The bean spiller.
If Corey, you ain't spilling no type of food.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to spill them beans right into a pot of boiling water with some hog mog, fat back, and seasoned salt.
What is hog mog?
It's just a big old huge fat cap off the backside of a pig. Shut up,
DJ. I never got that from Friday. Okay, no, DJ, say it. It's going to be something about Corey's back.
Nope, I don't have anything.
DA, my question to you is, you are becoming a new homeowner.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations on the show.
Thank you. I think you have a round of applause thing, but, you know, I'm just me.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit it.
You're a homeowner now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in debt.
Why am I the last one to hear about this?
Exactly.
I've been talking about it pre-show for, like, the last month.
But not on show, which our listeners love to connect with us and know what's going on with our personal lives. And we love to exploit it.
They would love to, you know, comment. I would love to answer. Put it in the comments. Ask me anything. I'm an open book.
You just told them, and you're not an open book. I had to browbeat you into just telling us what's going on. It's a huge accomplishment, man.
I'm an open book, but the letters are hieroglyphics.
No, you're an open.
You just can't read it.
You're an open book on the shelf of a library that no one knows the location of.
That wasn't deep, detail. Oh, man.
So with your new house, I wonder... You have championed since the pandemic, you have championed a piece of equipment that is in your bathroom called called the bidet.
Oh, okay. I was like, how you know what's in my bathroom, man?
I know what's in your bathroom because you didn't tell us about the fact that you bought a house.
I was going to gradually.
You have told us constantly about your bidet.
I mean, the bidet is more achievable to reach than owning a home.
Pardon the pun. DT, I can't do it. I'm setting up for something, damn it.
Oh, I don't want it. I just want to say bidet to you, sir.
Well, DA, with you having a new home, if you don't have new bidets in your new home, there's a new product that's out on the market that when I saw this, I immediately thought about DA.
Why are you using dry toilet paper to smear that sticky, icky mess across your back alley? Harness the power of the shower. You need Wonder Spray, the world's most powerful butt shower. What's a butt shower? I'll show you. Wonder Spray is a portable butt shower designed to provide the cleanest and most refreshing bathroom experience. Wonder Spray uses pressurized water, the key here is water, people, to get that poo-poo off your tushy. You've been spreading bacteria and causing rashes when you wipe those buns with sandpaper, I mean toilet paper. When you should be cleaning with water, ding, 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 water, which also eliminates toilet paper waste. It's time for you to experience the wonder of Wonder Spray.
The Wonder Spray butt shower, DA, just for you. The butt shower.
Who is this marketing to? Because the way he was saying butt shower is like little kids giggling. Oh, it's by the butt shower.
A booty shower.
Yeah, that does not sound appealing at all.
If you're moving into your new house, man, there may not be bidets there. And you probably can't take your bidet that you have because your bidet came with the place that you live in now. And
no,
you
it don't did not. I'm not sitting on no used bidet.
You're sitting on some old lady's bidet.
That is disgusting.
You have recycled bidet water in your bidet.
No, I know exactly what he has. He has one of those attachment bidets that go onto your toilet and attach to the water line.
Well, now you can get the butt shower.
It sounds like a bidet, but marketing towards Americans.
No, it's not a bidet. It's a butt shower.
I mean, I didn't see the video. And I'm pretty sure they didn't have video unless they were using like a peach or an apple or something.
No, they have videos.
Or a cucumber or maybe even a carrot.
A cucumber doesn't or a celery stick. The butt. A cucumber doesn't symbolize a butt.
Neither does peaches. And I'm tired of people using peach emojis for butts. Sorry.
You can use the butt shower on your peach, though, and wash your fruit.
That's what I use it for, too. AK-47 says, sounds like Corey is getting you a housewarming gift. I mean, you're talking about it. Or maybe just give me one of those 30 germ keys you have around your neck.
Hey, you don't worry about that. You don't need those. I need my germ keys.
I bet you do.
You need the butt keys. Shower.
I bet you pick up your ding-a-ling with that germ key.
Why don't you?
He doesn't even want to touch his whole thing. He shakes it.
Why are you so disgusting?
That was disgusting, but yeah, the booty shower.
No, come not, on. Not the How booty shower, the butt shower.
Like some chopsticks. I bet it looks like a little black sushi.
Y'all, you know what? This is not what the opening of the show is going to be today. This is not going to be... germ key dingling touching.
I'm kind of mad you didn't give me a round of applause for buying a home, though.
Because I had to force the news out of you, or I had to bring it up. If you would have brought it up on your own as an engagement part to your role on this show, then I would have given you a rousing round of applause. But no.
I just feel like it would have been too proud of me to say that.
To invite a look into something that's really big and great.
At you a don't time, do much.
People, you know how
at
many
a
people
time where people are out of work, at a time where people are suffering, you know, laws are being passed to keep people from being evicted. I'm going to say, hey, y'all about a home balling. Fat Guy Radio Show checks are fatter than Corey. Like, come on. No,
DA, I have extra germ keys. Probably from some old lady who probably needs a germ key. And because I bought so many to wear as bling, she's probably on a back order right now, just like my floor police thing is right now. And I still came on the show and talked about it. It's a house purchase. It's a big thing. You're not the only one.
Did you say like floor police?
Yeah, the floor police. It's a thing I bought off Home Shopping Network.
Is that shopping vac thing Majek he told us about last week?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
But DA, you're not the only one that has bought a house, and I knew about it because, you know, I'm forced to communicate with you outside of the microphones, but I thought it would have been interesting to share on the show with our Fatnatics. And it would have been something interesting that would have tied into the new butt shower. Yes, DT.
Me buying a home is equivalent to a butt shower?
Yes, because it's all about cleanliness.
Makes sense.
I just bought a house.
A dollhouse.
DT, you just bought a house?
I did, actually.
That's amazing. You know what? I know you're not into bidets, but there's this new product that's out that you probably may be interested in.
Why are you using dry toilet paper to...
I just like how he says dry toilet paper.
Not if you spit on it.
Does dollhouses count though?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, cool. Because mine's made out of gingerbread. So.
Yeah. Hey, how did eyes on your own paper? How did you know that I was looking at how to make homemade gingerbread?
Are you really?
I was.
I'm jealous now.
I'm not.
Can I come over to your house?
I'm not looking. Actually, when we start the body of the show, and here's a front teaser, ladies and gentlemen. I actually had guests over my house.
Ooh.
Someone has broken the seal and taken my COVID protection virginity.
I think it was a little boy.
And I gave it up good.
Maybe I shouldn't have said it was a little boy then.
Butt shower. DA, you should get one.
Booker mask.
I only did this because I'm trying to hide my emotions right now. So
why? What are the emotions? Oh no! What are the emotions, Dieter?
No.
Your feelings are hurt because you weren't the first person to take my pandemic virginity.
Yeah.
Nah, Corey's been begging you for the past 2 years to say, come over.
I've been begging him for months to come over. So do you have your emotions or are self-inflicted, my fine yellow man?
Just like yours with
man.
The romance?
Yes, because I've been trying to have... This is not what I wanted to start the show with today.
Yeah, DT almost stole your boy.
Well, do it then. Start the show. Start the show so I can get into your ass.
Oh, all right. Let's get that button real quick.
That's not what I meant! Grammy and Emmy winner Ben Platt's Quarantunes is the perfect soundtrack for the new normal, chock full of instant classics like Poison.
I brush my teeth, I gargle Listerine. My tongue and gums are sparkling clean. I can't explain it, I wanna scream and shout. Why does the world hate my mouth? Why does my breath smell like poison inside my mask? It's not I smell it all day, I can't get away. I'm just thankful no one else can smell the decay.
Actually, we can.
You'll also get the web chat anthem, Zoom.
I don't wanna see the inside of your house.
I don't wanna see your virtual background.
I don't wanna tell you to unmute yourself.
I don't wanna Zoom anymore. I don't wanna Zoom anymore.
Many more, including it's 5 o'clock somewhere, coffee filter, toilet paper. I guess I'll just like get a dog. Why did I buy all this quinoa? How the f- is it August already? Sweet chloroquine. Who ate that bat? And the new dance craze that's sweeping the nation.
We did the Macarena in 93. We whipped and we nay-nayed in 2015. The tango and the waltz for a night of romance. But now it's time for 2020's dance. Do the fetal position. Do the fetal position. In your bedroom or kitchen. Do the fetal position.
So order now. I guarantee it'll be a gift you cherish for years to come. If we last that long.
Ben Platt's Quarantunes. Make it yours for just 12 easy payments of 79 cents.
Available at Walgreens.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Oh, I gotta turn your microphone on, Corey. Welcome, everybody, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. He's trying to prove that water is heavier than butane. His point? Butane is a lighter fluid. From Office Hill, Virginia, that's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good? That's a good dad joke.
Not wanting to cause a panic over Cardi B's WAP album that he's known about since February, he'll continue to downplay it. From Obama, Japan, there's Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze, the world's most wealthiest thousandaire. From Papa Scotland. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on any of our various live streams or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. We even read and respond to your comments after the show. And today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store. Online now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Introducing our Eat, Poop, Sleep, Repeat design. Starting at just $17.49. Available in men's and women's tees, baby onesies, and aprons. Grabbing yourself one of our high-quality limited edition designs is the number one way you support the show. Order now for yourself or order one as a gift. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store or by clicking the banner on our website. Editor's note, for every eat, poop, sleep, repeat design sold, a fork, toilet, and pillow is donated. See Chef Boyardee for details. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
I know, I wrote it. It wasn't smooth.
It wasn't, but I delivered it very well. All right, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Yes, 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 believe it or not, folks, I have broken the seal on Casa La Blaze, and I opened up the door and greeted human beings. That entered into my home. Yes, right. DA. Human beings, two people into my home. Now, DT, before we had our break, was a little emotional or
I'm
had
over it.
Or well, ladies and gentlemen, good night. So
best the, show yet.
So I did. I finally bit the bullet and I said, you know what? Yes. And it was the White Knight and his lovely wife.
Oh, okay.
That type of party. I get it.
And the reason why I'm okay with that.
Yes.
Is because I know for a fact that the White Knight has been doing drive-bys by your house, texting you, standing outside your door.
So for you to
pop your house cherry with him, I'm okay with that. Anybody else,
my
I would have been
upset. Cherry.
That ain't no house cherry. That's a house watermelon.
They reached out to me because they were out doing some errands.
Of course they were.
And yeah, and I know for a fact that my boy, the White Knight, and his wife have been successfully social distancing because at the beginning of this, the White Knight had a COVID scare. And I believe we mentioned on it that we mentioned it on the Fat and Furloughed episode that he was on. So if you want to hear what that scare was, you can go out and download that show. It's available on our YouTube page. So I know that he's been playing it very safe. So there was a handful of people that I had in mind that I would have wanted to allow to pop my house cherry. And I will honestly say, DT, you were one.
Oh,
I told you to come over and do your laundry.
You did.
And you invite him over all the time. Get food, do whatever.
Yeah.
Change the light bulbs.
And you know what, DA, he ghosts me every time. And I just get used to it.
I just get busy. But honestly,
I
do need to come over because I am now on week 3 of no deodorant.
Oh, well, you know what? I gave that to the White Knight.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
No, I'm kidding. I still have everything. You wanted me to hold on to the deodorant that I had for you. You wanted me to hold on to the Afro-American DA pick.
Yep.
And wait, you have a picture of me?
No, the Afro pick for your hairs.
Oh.
He has one for me.
Yeah. I believe I've left it in the.
So you really don't care that he only wants to see you to get something from you? You don't care.
No, I don't. Look, DA, I don't have many. I don't have many. I don't have many friends, DA. I got to get them where I can get them. And if he wants to abuse my generosity in order for me to get 5 minutes in his presence, so be it. I'm okay with it.
Corey's even considering watching football games on Sunday to have me over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what football is.
Yeah, you do. You know anything with men in tights.
Oh, it's a stage play?
Kind of.
So I did. I gave up my house cherry to the White Knight and his wife. They came over. They brought me a cake, a red velvet cake. Ooh. And I will tell you, it took everything in me when I hugged them, because I literally embraced them, to not cry.
Oh,
okay. Actually, I cried like a flipping baby. I'm not gonna lie. It felt so amazing to embrace someone else after what is now 6 months. You have to remember, even when my COVID sucking son, I mean my college bound son was home, I stopped touching him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said a couple episodes ago that, you know, you just want to touch somebody.
I did. I've been craving it.
Reach out and touch. Oh, no.
Somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. If you can.
Reach out and touch.
Somebody's hand.
Make
this world a better place.
I was making them just James faces. But anyway, so they came over. I embraced them. We hung out. Here's the thing. Here's the caveat.
I already know.
What?
You wore a mask the whole time.
We masked the whole entire time.
Yep.
We wore a mask the whole entire time.
And but there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know, it's the world today.
It is the world today. And it made me feel safe. Yep. And I'm sure that eventually it will get to the point where. And the thing is that I'm so close to the White Knight and his wife that I know where he's been. I know who's who he's come in contact with. And after that scare, he's not come in contact with anybody.
Besides the Black Day.
What is the Black Day?
Because he's the White Knight.
Oh.
If I have to explain, it's not funny.
Wrong button.
I'm a loser.
I'll give you this one too, DA, just because I feel in a generous mood. It was nice. It was about a 30 minute visit, and they were the first people to see my new washer and dryer that I got in April.
And they're like, smart washer dryer.
My smart washer and dryer. And even though the dryer right now has an attitude, he doesn't want to stay connected to the Wi-Fi.
Ooh.
So that's a problem.
Quick question about having guests over.
Such
Corey.
A bougie like problem to have.
Thank you.
My
DA,
dryer won't connect to the Wi-Fi.
Thank you for literally stepping on my quick question. Yes.
What is your quick question, DTA?
You can still make it quick.
When you invited your the White Knight and his wife into your home, did you ask them to take off their shoes?
No, I did not. But he's been to my home so many times, they automatically did.
Okay. Well, because I just personally feel that it is rude to ask your guests to take off their shoes when they enter your home, because when a guest enters your home, they should feel like it's their home and you'll clean it up when they leave. So if they want to take off their shoes, that's okay, but it's not necessary.
That's the stupidest crap I ever heard. Show me your feet right now, DT.
No, please don't. I hate
feet. No, show me your feet.
I hate feet. Please don't put your feet on camera.
DT, are you wearing shoes right now?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes,
who
I
wears
am.
Shoes at their home? If you want me to feel like home, then yeah, I'm going to take my shoes off. I'm going to take my boxers off, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, but not everyone has clean socks, DA.
Here's the thing.
Sometimes the socks got holes in them, and so they don't want to be embarrassed. But because you have some weird rule about me having to take your socks off, maybe I have a foot fungus. You ever think about that? Maybe I got a foot fungus that I only want to reveal in the privacy of my home. So I only take my shoes off at my home.
That's
but you
disgusting.
Now you want me to take off my shoes at your home and expose my foot fungus and wipe my fungus feet all over your house.
Fungus
That's cool. I'll wipe my fungus feet all over your house, bro. But guess what? You sanitizing that BS when you get done, because my fungus is all in the house. And I didn't even take my medicine in 3 weeks.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Now you got fungus God. House.
Here's the rule, DT. When I have someone over my home for the first time, there is no shoe requirement. Their first visit over, no shoe requirement. They can keep their shoes on, but normally when they come over and they see, you know, other shoes by the door, it's kind of like a hint that, you know, you take your shoes off. But if it's your first time over my house, no, I'm not going to ask you to take your shoes off. My friends and family before the tragedy of Christmas 2018, anytime they would come over, they automatically knew that they would take their shoes off. I even had some family members that carried their house shoes with them when they came over, and they just switched their shoes at the door.
You gotta do too much to go over your damn house.
I know, right?
Wait a minute.
That's why I have an extra pair of shoes.
But Corey, that's the real reason why I haven't tried to pop your house cherry, because my foot fungus has been acting up.
That's disgusting. The you know what? There has never been a time in history. Write this moment down, ladies and gentlemen. DT has turned me off. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back after this with more fun and more thrills right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You matter. You count. Posting, sharing, resharing, and tweeting about the upcoming elections is not enough. I apologize for downplaying how our votes don't matter in the past. They actually do. Your vote, my vote, every vote. This November, it is a battle for the soul of this nation. You must vote. There is no other option. If you're unsure on how to register or how to vote in your state, I found that vote.org is a great resource. This is not a paid sponsorship for vote.org, nor does vote.org have any affiliation with this show. I'm just sharing a resource that I found beneficial. Educate yourself. Don't be reactionarily angry at the outcome of the election. Use the passion you have now to affect the outcome of the elections by voting this November. It's not too late. and the time of being silent has come to an end. Stand up, speak out, be heard. You and I, your neighbors, your family, your friends, every American has a voice in their vote. Register now and vote. This is not the time to be complacent, lackadaisical, defeated, or melancholy. Rise up and give this country, your children, my children, your family's children, a better future. Don't succumb to the fear, deceit, and sleight of hand of those whose only purpose is to silence you. Mask up and vote in person or vote by mail. Whatever way you choose, vote.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, let me...
Want to try it again?
Let's start that again from the top. One more again. Let me tell you about Walmart.com. Walmart has what it takes to make comfort meals easy, from Instant Pots and more. At Walmart, you can score the latest exclusive hot new toys to earn cash from school or earn cash from for schools.
I'm sorry.
You'll get it one day. You'll get it one day.
Well, DA, if you would have written it right.
Hey, I get paid the big bucks to do the big work.
That's very true. We're going to take it from the beginning, and then we'll cut this and send it to Walmart. They didn't hear that first part. Let's rewind. Let me tell you about Walmart.com. Walmart has what it takes to make comfort meals easy, from Instant Pots and more. At Walmart, you can score the latest exclusive hot new toys or earn cash for schools with box tops from mealtime snacks and cereals at Walmart. Walmart.com, through the Walmart banner on our website, is where to start. Shop today, choose curbside pickup or delivery. Walmart.com. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. See how easy that was, DA? You had to make it all difficult.
I mean, yeah, reading is pretty easy.
Yeah, reading is fundamental. All right, just some real quick pop news here. The Kardashians.
Corey and pop news?
Yeah. The Kardashians announced Tuesday that they are ending their 14-year show on E! All right, glad we got that out of the way. One of my Euro places has gone down in Corey smoke.
Not the JT.
The JT.
There's more than one Euro place?
Yes, I recommend very few. And I bet you can't guess why they are no more in my eyes. Now, they're still, their doors are still open. They're still doing business.
They supported Trump.
No. They did not. It has nothing to do with political choice. And besides, they're Greek. I don't even think they vote.
They said hashtag Black Lives Matter.
I think it had something to do with the COVID and their cleaning ways and whatnot. Like, they don't handle your cleaning things the way you like them.
Nope. Now, here's the thing. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. I actually ventured out and went to my hero place that DT knows of. And I don't think I've spoken of it by name on the show. And I probably won't, because I'm slandering them now, or I'm not going back ever again. But I treated myself to a hero plate. And I went and I used my germ key to open up the front door. I didn't like the fact that I still had to hand them a credit card, but you know, I had my hand sanitizer in my pocket. And so I hand sanitized myself before I got back into my car. But there are very few reasons why I turn a blind eye to a business. And I wonder if you boys can figure it out. And those of you that are watching on live stream, feel free to chime in. Why has Corey turned his back on his favorite Euro place?
They switched all the meat to imitation meat.
No, I'm sorry. It's not imitation meat.
It was still good food. There.
No, DA, they will never allow that. It's a Greek place, and y'all steal too much.
The bread was gluten-free.
The bread was not gluten. The bread had all the gluten. I got all my gluten. Come on, boys. You know what turns me away from a business. I'll give you a hint. KFC did it for a while. I bitched about it, and then they stopped doing it.
Oh, a black kernel?
No, no, not a black kernel. Again, DA, y'all steal too much.
Who's y'all?
Did they take one of your favorite items off the menu?
No, they didn't take one of my favorite items off the menu. That's happened at restaurants, but I've never stopped going to them for that.
Oh, they started selling salad.
They've always sold salad. It's a gyro place. They have a Greek salad all the time.
I've never been to a gyro place.
That explains because they don't. Y'all steal too much.
Were they charging extra for using debit?
Bingo! Bingo! My top three rule of any business is do not charge me to spend my money. And as soon as I pulled up to the place, I look at his new white sign. I've been there so many times. I know what the signs are in the window. I pull up and right in their window next to their front door is a sign that says beginning August 1st, we will be charging an additional 35 cents for all debit and credit card transactions. Now, if I didn't already order my food by phone and it was already waiting and I already had my mouth was salivating and I wanted that gyro plate, I would have driven away. If I was just walking up and I saw that, I wouldn't have gone in. But I had already pre-ordered, so I went ahead and followed through with the commitment. And yes, I ended up paying an additional 35 cents.
Yeah, that, I hate that.
But I'm out. I'm done.
I feel like, and I get it. They're trying to like offset their costs. Okay, but cool. This is how you do it. Penalize everybody. Raise your price to 35 cents.
Yeah.
That way, where it's cash and card and then you can afford to pay that 35 cents because you're making it even more on the cash end.
You bury it in the overall cost.
Question though, it's 35 cents. Is the food good or is it principality issues here?
It's a principal issue. Do not charge me. Now look, I know every business that I go into, I'm paying to spend my money. It's part of the whole process, but I don't like that it's out front and the fact that you made a change. Here's the thing, DA. I'm even more accepting to walking in there and they're saying, oh, all of our prices have gone up. I would say, okay, you're a small business. I'm going to continue to support you. And your prices went up. I don't need to know why your prices went up. Your prices just went up. But if you're making it blunt right in front of me that the only reason why you're charging this additional fee is because I choose to use my debit or credit card.
You're seeing it the wrong way, though.
No, that's the way that's the way I'm choosing to see it.
Well, what is the right way?
What's the right way?
Well, okay, so let me not say wrong.
Look at it
an alternative way. You're a small business. You're probably laundering some money, right? The more cash transactions you have, the easier it is to launder that money. You may think I'm joking.
I said no black people work there.
Now, I've seen Ozark. Okay. There ain't no black people in Ozarks. I've seen, what's the Walter White, Breaking Bad. Look, people launder money. And so they're trying to discourage that. They can give a damn if they lose some customers over that because they're probably washing some money in between that. The little debit card people that are pissed, you know, it's just little fly crap on the wall and the real money comes from the drugs.
Now that's DA speaking because these guys do look like they may be part of the Greek mafia.
I'm saying.
And DTay, you've been to that place because I've recommended that place and the food is good.
It is.
But I'm out. You can't, I'm sorry. You can't charge me for spending my money. Like DTay said, raise your prices on everybody. Raise your prices on cash people, credit, and debit. Raise it all up. Make your money. And then just say your prices went up.
And DA, with them raising their prices, that means the cash people have to spend more money, which means they have more money to launder.
Exactly.
I mean, yes and no. They can just keep hitting lamb chops. And then, boom, they can just put the drug money in.
See, DA, that's why none of you people work there.
And they can do that. And they can do that. They definitely can do that.
And then kill some of Corey's cats.
And then why do they need to charge us 35 cents to use our debit?
Because they don't like y'all.
I'm telling you, black people don't go there. Black people don't work there, DA. There's
like,
no
every
need
time
for
I hear gyro, I think of like a lamb in a freaking tortilla. What is a gyro?
Oh, Jesus, I don't have time to break down and have a Food Network moment with you.
Yeah, like just go to Arby's.
Arby's actually has some pretty good euros. We've reviewed them on the show. Are they still on the menu? I haven't been to Arby's.
I don't know. I haven't been either. I think they are, but I do know that Arby now has beer, kind of.
Hey, Arby's, hit me up and let me know if you still got a eater.
So wait, y'all gave me freaking taquitos from Del Taco when before y'all was doing gyros from Arby's?
Before we were doing catered high-end barbecue, and you got a taste of that too, Mrs. C's. So yeah. Everything you just argued right now went right into the pool.
Exactly. Also, we did review the carne asada fries from Del Taco too.
Hey, DA, are you a frog? Because yes. I just dissected you.
Ooh!
Wait, didn't I use that joke
last week?
Corey. Man, he gives himself the love.
Corey, you know what else I get?
On a post-it note.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I was going to say diabetes.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
That was with his Kool-Aid.
Hey, crowd, thank you so much. Did you guys hear about DA buying a new house? Oh, they're not happy about that. What about me and the frog dissection? Yes, I understand. Yeah. DA's buying a new house. Oh, frog dissection. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But I appreciate that. Thank
you
guys so
much. They hate to see the black man winning.
Yeah, they really do. How do you guys... I can't get to it fast enough.
Isn't that usually the issue? I'm talking about your pee.
I am getting old, DA. We're the point where I got to get to it. I don't get to it fast enough, and you know I drizzle a little bit.
You get a little drizzle, I know.
Yeah, a little drizzle. It's getting hard.
I've seen your socks before. I'm like, why you got that little yellow mark in your sock right there on the top? They're like
always on the top. Always,
man. Even with that. I still can't find it.
You can't find that. You need a searchable sound bar.
I can't see. You can
just type three letters or something and then pull it up.
This is a system we've had since 2011. This is like the old antiquated system that we just keep adding different sounds to we've gotten to like, it's way on bed 7. I don't want to do the bit again, though.
Do the bit again.
Was this? Right. No, just hit it. What was it?
No, I'll do the bit again. All right. That's
No. Don't go all the way back.
Oh, I did. I forgot where I was.
What the hell is wrong with him?
It's
bet 7. Hey, everybody, I did the dissect frog joke. Thank you. Hey, what about DA bought a new house? I did the dissect frog joke. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, what about the fact that D-Tay may come by the house? What do you guys think about that?
That sounds like football.
D-Tay. What song should I play when D-Tay comes by, everybody? All right.
I thought you were going to play What's in Your Butt.
That's on a different bed. And if I couldn't find that one, I sure as hell. I can't find this one, though, D-Tay, just for you. Yeah, I can't play all of it because, you know, YouTube gets all mad. But anyway, I'm out on the Gyros place because I don't want to pay extra. And yeah.
I think 35 cents is not that big of a deal to pay extra if you like the place.
I hate it because like the Chevrons and stuff do that. They charge 35 to 50 cents for using it at the gas station. Here's what I'm saying is instead of just coming out and say, hey, we're going to charge you an extra 35 cents to use this, be like, hey, it's a service charge that's put into the actual receiver.
Don't even tell us. Just like, up your prices.
Just do something.
Just take your prices up.
Hide it. Okay. Lie to me.
You ride Uber, right?
Lie to me.
You ride Uber, right?
Actually, I don't.
Corey, have you ever ridden an Uber? Probably not.
Yes, I do. I take an Uber X when I go and pick up my rental cars.
I was going to say, they got limits. Like, I thought you would have to call the thing that SeaWorld uses. But sometimes when it's late in the evening, They have a surcharge.
Yes.
and it's a surcharge. They don't bump up the prices. They just say, this is a surcharge.
You know yes, what, DA?
But the thing and is, people play it.
But the thing is, that's something totally different.
And like, Corey.
And here's why it's different. Here's the reason why it's different. Is because that surcharge is added for extra for during a certain period of time. And those are drunk hours. So it's literally saying, true. Hey, this is a time where we might get our cars thrown up in, so we're gonna charge you a little extra.
Yeah.
And that is pretty much like hazard pay. That's pretty much hazard pay.
Okay, but these people that are open during a pandemic having hundreds and tens of people.
But that's not why they start charging you.
Tens of They're, people.
And those are not, that's not through a certain hour or anything. That is a charge to use those credit machines and everything. That they're getting charged. It's like when you use Square. When you have a product on Square, there's a fee for them to process every transaction. It's like a 25-cent fee. So yeah. instead of charging that to the client as a fee for use, hey, you gotta help me pay for Square, just bump your prices up by 25 cents. That way the client's gonna love your product anyways. Right. They're not gonna care that it went up 25-35 cents. And they don't feel like, oh wait, you're charging me extra to have to pay you to pay you? Like, no.
And the only time that Uber surcharges is it's planned. They will surcharge, let's say, for services that are ordered in downtown Phoenix after a Suns game. They'll surcharge after a Diamondbacks game. They'll surcharge in Glendale after a what's the football team name?
Cardinals.
The Cardinals game. They'll surcharge when the car show was in Scottsdale. They'll surcharge, and like DT said, they'll also surcharge during puke hours.
If they surcharge,
and I don't need an extra lift to get into an Uber when I go and get my rental car, DA.
I see what you did there, Uber and Lyft. You do got some WAP.
White ass.
White ass people.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with the P.
All right. We got to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, hey, murderers can dance.
What?
Murderers can dance. And
what did Chris Brown do now?
We'll talk more about it after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back.
When I paint at school, I wear a smock. It protects me from paint. When the cookie sheet is hot, I wear a pot holder. It protects me from getting burned. When it rains, I wear a raincoat. It protects me from getting rained on. When it's cold, I wear a jacket. It protects me from getting cold. When my friends go to the pool, they wear sunscreen. It protects them from getting sunburned. When my mom and I garden, I wear gloves. It protects me from getting dirty. My dad wears a hat. It protects him from getting sun in his eyes. We all wear things to protect ourselves from something. What's different about wearing a mask? Hashtag Mask Up Arizona.
Fat Guy Radio Show, this is Corey. Mama Clump?
Well, hello.
How can I help you?
I'm surprised that you answering your phones for your own show. That's just fabulous, just absolutely fabulous. But I'm having some problems and I need some help.
What problems, Mama Clump?
I'm trying to set up Mama on Spotify to hear your show. Because y'all are on Spotify now. I went to FatGuyRadioShow.com, clicked the Spotify banner, and it worked. Then Mama got a hold of her phone and she done something and it didn't went away.
She broke my damn phone. I didn't do nothing. I was listening to the show just fine.
Mama, don't be so rude. I'm on the phone.
Don't be putting this all on me. You screwed up. Just look at Sherman. The man needs is more than slim fast. He needs slim mock speed.
Mama!
Family feud aside, what I think
Family
you should...
Family feud? Do you know Steve Harvey? I sure do love me some Steve Harvey. He ain't no Mike Douglas, but he do. Ask Corey if he knows Steve Harvey.
Mama, I didn't call this man for that.
Maybe if you tried...
Oh, there it is. Oh, I love y'all show on Spotify. It's just so fabulous, just so fabulous. Here, Mama, now don't mess it up.
Shut the hell up.
Mom! Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify, and it's just the right cost. Free. Oh, it's just so fabulous. Oh, God. Corey, I'm going to tell everybody to add you to their favorites, baby. But I got to go. I got some cornbread in the oven and the collard greens that need some fat back.
I ain't telling nobody about this damn show.
Thanks for calling.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Go spooktacular this Halloween at the Home Depot. Check out Home Depot's scary good Halloween animatronics and more. Grave and Bones, Dreadful Dreams, Witches and Monsters, and get free delivery on all online holiday decor when you start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot. How doers do Halloween at the Home Depot. Welcome to the show, everybody. For those of you that are just joining us on the live stream, and why would you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D. Tay, P.P. Taylor right there.
What's good?
And Doug the D.A. Android.
Holler.
Whatever. Oh. All right. Well.
That was better.
Oh, can I get to it? Can I find a D?
Probably not.
D. Tay, do you know what I'm going for?
Yep. I want to say it's on bed 4.
An R2-D3.
No, it's not an R2-D2.
Ravioli, give me the formioli.
Ah, you know I want to get to it, and it's not on the drawer. You know, I can't find it. You know,
that's from SpongeBob, huh?
I'm just going to stop looking for stuff. Yeah,
actually.
Or you should code it so you can type it in.
Oh, yay, DA, you came up with more work for me.
Hey, Corey, speaking of that, though, have you seen anybody out or DJ without a mask?
Yes.
I did it on accident.
You should be mask shamed.
I went to the Walgreens just to buy a six pack of beer.
I hope they kicked your black ass out.
Corey, they looked at me and then they just looked down. They did not care. And in the front, they had a sign that said mask covering is mandatory.
Don't put that out there. Why would you put that out there? Why would you put that out there that if you walk into a place in a public place with no mask on, people are just going to look down at you?
I didn't say that. I just said they look down at me.
Do you know what that's called? That's called them silently judging you.
That's fine. They didn't kick me out and I got my beer.
In their minds, they were saying, oh, look, there's a spreader.
Ooh, the spreader. That sounds like a Ninja Turtle villain.
Are now known
watch out
as
for the spreader.
The spreader.
Didn't you used to call me the spreader?
Only after that one time where you bent over and then I was like, hey,
spread my cheeks.
Spread them.
Yeah. Droid.
But it took 5 minutes, but I got it. The thing is, for the record, 4. I told you four. Actually, I literally said four. It's 5.
Okay.
But it's labeled 4. You know what? We're just looking for the illusion of greatness. We're just looking for the illusion.
That crap.
That makes no sense.
It says 4, but it's 5.
It says soundboard 4 at the top. It's titled that, but it's actually 5. But we're just looking for the illusion of greatness here, ladies and gentlemen, on Fat Guy Radio Show.
You can tell this is a black radio show.
No, we can tell that I have been without an intern for years.
Yeah. Well, stop touching them.
Spreader. You are a spreader, DA. You're walking into the Walgreens where you can, by the way, get the butt shower.
Nah, not at Walgreens. Nice. Taking a butt shower at Walgreens.
Well, you can. The only thing is that you can only butt shower once in Walgreens, and after that, they're probably not going to let you back in. Nevertheless, you are still a spreader.
A nice place to butt shower is QT.
Hey, oh. I'm not going to lie. I'm a spreader, too.
Okay.
So the other day, I went into Walgreens and I got some peanut butter and I took it home and I took my knife and I spreaded it on the bread and had the PB&J.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to go a whole nother route. I was like, DJ doesn't have a dog, though.
You are disgusting, DJ.
I'm not Joe Budden.
Hey, bro. That is my favorite podcast. You calm down.
You are disgusting.
There's nobody I'd rather listen to than Joe Budden, and don't you speak on his name like that.
I'm just saying, I'm not him. I don't have peanut butter. I don't make dogs feel good.
The dogs weren't servicing him. It's alleged that he was servicing the dogs.
Okay, can we not do this now?
He's okay. No, we're gonna talk about this.
No, we're not. We're not gonna talk about this.
Corey, can we not do this? We gonna talk about this?
Because you need to know the kind of co-host you have. He is when you get that puppy that you've been talking about.
Yes.
This man is gonna follow his idol and come to your house and play with his downstairs to make the dog feel good.
He won't, because DA, if he comes over the house, DA already burned up his one time no shoes on opportunity. He already burnt that up. So now when DA comes over, if he's allowed over in my neighborhood, which isn't likely because, you know, I was going to say something really bad. I just had to know.
No, say it.
No, I'm not going to say it, DA.
Well, if the dog is like its owner, I wouldn't even be able to find its prick.
I am not going to say that our cops are out of bullets. Here's the thing.
You should have said it.
Too soon.
It's always too soon. Yeah, you're a douche. You're a big fizzy juice. Douche. You're a lie. You're the douche.
I'm sorry. It's a brutal layoff, people. Look, if we don't laugh, we'll cry.
What? No, we'll cry then.
Sorry. Please send your complaints to Little D 8 here because he don't care no more at hotmail.com.
I listen and that depressed the hell out of me.
You know what, DA? You're right. I deserve this. Even though everything I said wasn't a lie. Here's the thing. Murderers can dance. And the reason why I say murderers can dance,
because Snoop can see walk.
That bitch Carol Baskin is part of the new cast of Dancing with Stars that debuts on Monday, who I've actually changed the name of the show to Dancing with Stars and Murderers.
Oh.
And they nice. Are, it's premiering Monday night on ABC. All about cats. And Carol Baskins is one of the contestants. So clearly, and Tyra Banks is hosting. So if I see Tyra wearing any new leopard print, we gonna know what's going on.
Yeah.
We's gonna know.
Cool cats and cool kittens.
So here's the thing about Carol Baskins, right?
That bitch killed her husband. You know what Carol Baskin is, DA, before you get to that? Carol Baskins is the equivalent, is the 2020 equivalent of the JonBenet Ramsey story. We all know that JonBenet's parents killed her, and we all know that Carol Baskin killed her husband.
That's not fair.
That is fair. That's not fair. Still, 25, 30 years later, and we still don't know who killed some cute little white girl.
But time out, we talked about this, and yes, it was actually alleged that it was Ghislaine Maxwell.
That killed the Carol Baskin's husband?
That kidnapped JonBenet because she was in one of the pictures at JonBenet Ramsey's photo shoots. Yeah. But I digress.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of evidence there, and Carol Baskin killed her husband. Now she's dancing.
I'm a firm advocate that Carol Baskin did not kill her husband because, and we talked about this when she first killed
her husband.
No. So here's the thing. We saw the whole last episode. He was trying to leave. He had a lover in Costa Rica. He was fueling up a jet to leave. He's gone.
And you know what, DA? I have some seeds that I want to sell you and some property on the moon, if you believe that.
Really? Can the seeds be planted on the moon?
I have no idea.
The button was right there. The button was right there. I had to get to it.
I have no idea what's going on.
You're familiar with the Rat King or what's his name?
The Tiger King.
You never watched The Tiger King?
I have not.
Wait a minute. You were in on the conversation when we had the Tiger King conversation.
I've never seen a single episode of the Tiger King.
Okay, what I want you to do, DT, and this is going to be a throwback to how I used to make invitations in the back. All right, come over, rip your shirt off. We'll sit down and we'll watch the Tiger King on Netflix. We will literally Netflix and chill. You come over, I'll turn the AC down to 50 and we will Netflix and chill.
I will take you up on that. With one suggestion, can we not watch The Tiger King and can we rewatch Spartacus?
Okay, yeah, sure. Whatever you want, just shirtless. DA, the thing is, if we're worried about, I gotta stop doing this. This is really bad.
Now do it.
No, see, you tell me to do it, and then when I do it, I get in trouble, and then you get in trouble. So Carol Baskins killed her husband. Now she's on Dancing with the Stars, and DA, I will not say that this is your white privilege hidden in plain sight. I will not say that.
My white privilege? You mean her white privilege?
Right. An example of white privilege. You kill your... Now, let that story... Let Carol Baskins be... I don't know. I'll just pull a name out of... Carol Jenkins. If she was Carol Jenkins, a sister with tigers, and there was some suspicions of the fact that she killed her husband, I don't know, I'm going to guess his name, Harold Jenkins, there she wouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, first of all, she wouldn't have tigers.
What would she have to say?
Probably peacocks. I don't know.
No, leopards. All black ladies love leopard print.
Well, I'm just saying. Maybe she has some zebras. All I know is they're not gonna authorize the housing of tigers from any person of color.
Can you use your WIC card to get tiger food?
Yeah. Hashtag Corey's canceled.
I'm sorry. Oh no, Corey's canceled. Corey's
Wick hard.
Corey's canceled culture. I apologize for that.
That's the title. Just to circle that one, DJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please send your complaints to Little D. He don't care.
He really don't.
Box
really
445566.
He said Showtime. He said nobody.
All right, we'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Nobody, nobody.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn.
So here's the thing.
This reaches out and touch people.
Ooh,
reach out and touch somebody's head. Make this world a better place. If you quit, reach out and touch
somebody's
make this world a better place.
Queer, yo! Oh, sorry, I got carried away.
You got it.
It's all in your tongue.
I really got into it.
You know what we should do?
I got into it. I apologize. I was really feeling it.
You know what we should do with videos on backup? We should make our own damn songs and just put them out there. Like,
oh, Little D, look, you came up with another idea for more work for me. Yay.
Yeah, Corey, you should do it.
Hey, you can fix it in backup.
Fix it in backup. That'll fix it in backup.
After her.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
Where did you get that muffin?
Muffin button.
I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. And here to tell you all about Afterburn is the mocha lover himself, Daniel Dieter P.P. Taylor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Afterburn. Have you ever wondered what happens behind closed doors?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wonder no more, because Corey and the guys bear it all.
Oh.
Pants down. June Don't believe Brown. Me? Ask Little D. For only $8 to listen, or $8 to watch, $3 to listen, we've gone ahead and moved the service charge. Our prices all went up.
35 cents.
It is now $8 to listen, $20 to watch.
I wish.
No, but for real, for only $3 to listen, $8 to watch, and become an elite member, you will be privy to the show. If you're an elite member, you're privy to the show while we record, before it's released, and you get to see all the visual hijinks we get into. But ladies and gentlemen, it is uncensored, It is raw. It is uncut. It is all the different synonyms and acronyms for basically nasty. we get to say and do whatever the hell we want. There are no CDCs. There are no FDAs. Like we approve our damn selves. All right.
Not to interrupt your commercial, but what does the Center for Disease Control have to do with our afterbirth?
I'm just saying there's no fake news. No one's coming over here to control us. There's no censorship.
Oh, and there's nobody saying FDA.
Oh, yeah. The thing.
No, there's people saying FDA, but there's no FDA.
I've said FDA.
But ladies and gentlemen, if you want.
I'm sorry, one more again.
Ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a part of this great experience of Afterburn, all you have to do is go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Burn yourself, burn your friends, it burns so good.
It do burn so good. You know what, D-Tay? Hearing you speak made me think of something.
What?
I want it out of the mothballs. Ladies and gentlemen, next week.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-Tay?
That's sexy summer, mama.
I want it out of the mothballs. Since the pandemic, I've been listening back to all of these shows. We have put all of our standards on mothballs.
Yeah, we haven't
all
done
of
any.
Our standards have gone to mothballs, and we haven't done any of them. The only one that should have gone on mothballs, which we can probably bring back now, was Trailer Talk.
I was literally just thinking that Trailer Talk should have been the only one on hiatus.
That should have been the only one.
And we can bring that. And now that the movies are back out, we can definitely bring that back.
But Phoenix Poppin.
I want to go back. Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't done a Phoenix Poppin in 2 years.
You haven't done a Phoenix Poppin since we invented the bit. I want this back next week. D-Tay.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-Tay?
That's sexy summer, mama. And the funny thing is that's one of the only ones I'm really on right now is Twitter. I check Twitter daily.
And I've been making tweets.
You know, I made a nice souffle in my microwave. I flamboasted the honey mustard 8 minutes.
You cannot flambe in your microwave.
Come
gosh,
on, bro.
You are so ethnic.
Because you're novice. If you weren't novice, you could.
Okay, do you know what a flambe is?
He doesn't.
I could crack in an air fryer.
Crack in an air fryer.
What are you talking about?
I think you broke Corey. I think you broke him. That is the most healthiest. That's the healthiest crack you've ever had in your life.
Oh my said, God! Oh.
I cook crack in an air fryer.
Oh no!
Talk to me about flamboasting in a microwave. Come on, man.
DA. You can't flambe in a microwave, though.
Shut up! You are a stupid. I lost all composure. Oh my God. I'm crying. Okay, hold on a minute. Oh my God. Yeah, you broke Corey on that one, you son of a. Jesus. All right. Okay, I'm back.
All right. Continue, Corey.
Stupid. Son of a bitch. I could crack in a mic. I can't.
What's funny is Corey knows how to cook crack. That's why it's so funny. You don't do that.
There's no way the internal temperature of the crack will never reach that high.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm sorry, but the air fryer doesn't generate enough heat in order to actually reach the crack to cracking levels.
BS, the outside of that crack would be very hard. The inside will just be kind of mushy.
I could crack in an air fryer.
They'll call it croff.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Soft crack.
I apologize for that, people. Okay.
Soft crack.
Yes, I couldn't hold that one was funny. Oh, Jesus, that one was funny. All right, DA, that's your one for the year. You've earned your pay.
Woo!
Okay.
Pack up, kids. We going to Burger King.
As soon as people.
Wait a minute. Two for five Whoppers.
Wait a minute. You only going to be able to get one of them Whoppers.
It's two for five, though.
You only getting 250, though.
Yeah, but he got 250 from selling the crack that he cooked in the air fryer.
Okay. All right. I apologize. Where were we? Old bits. I want the old bits back.
I want the old bitch back too, but she said she don't live no more.
Oh God. Okay, that broke me. You want the old bitch back? Okay. I'm sorry. Let me regain myself here.
Corey wants some WAP. Corey really wants some WAP. He wants some wings and pizza.
Wings and pizza.
He got that wand, that wet ass neck. I do too, Corey. That's why I can say that.
You got that sap, them soggy ass pants.
I did pee a little. I want some of our old bits.
We saw your socks.
Trailer Talk is the only one. The only one that we drug out of the mothballs every once in a while was Pick Your Poison.
Yeah, and that can stay wherever the hell the moths are.
And we need to bring it back. I want what the hell is Corey tweeting back? I want Instagram follower post of the week. Even though I saw a beautiful Instagram follower post of the week, and I kind of don't want to mention it because I feel that DA would say aw, and I hate it when he does aw.
Why do you hate it? That's a genuine feeling of mine. When I go aw, that really touches me.
I want to hear it now.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear it too. I like an aw moment.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
This time you didn't use a belt to choke yourself.
Well, it's
or that door handle.
Only on Thursdays and Fridays after 4.
Only on OnlyFans.
We haven't heard that in a while. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this impromptu Instagram follower post of the week comes from Shut Up Doug Damn.
Aww.
Who posted the most lovely tribute to the woman that I have no idea why she's with him.
Oh, yeah, you know an idea.
But he thanked her for being with him for 465 years.
A long time.
A long time. Meaning
10 years.
She don't know no better. And I looked at these beautiful pictures of current day and past when I see when she got with her, Doug actually had some abs. Now he's just rocking the dad bod.
I got comfortable.
But I was just looking at those beautiful pictures and I said, you know what? I can't wait for the day that DA posts up on his Instagram page that she left him for the real father of her children because of those adorable young sons that DA has. So I was looking at those and someone actually sent me an Instagram message and said, why haven't you ever... we've ever seen DA's kids on the show. My kid has co-hosted the show. Little D's kids have been on and sang happy birthday. And we've only heard of DA's little kids. And the only answer that I could come up with was the fact that those ain't DA's kids. But nevertheless, it was a beautiful Instagram post. And that has been this week's Instagram follower post of the week.
Aw, thank you, Corey. You're so sweet.
Can you ask Miss Jess if maybe, not next week, maybe the following week, we can meet the little fellas?
I sure can ask.
Because, and the reason why I say ask is because I know that, you know, she probably has to, you know, put them through the car wash.
We got plans for them boys. You know, an 8-year-old made like $21 million on YouTube.
Opening toys,
reviewing toys, getting toys sent to him for free. Like, we got plans for him, man.
So you want to pimp out your kids is basically what you want to say.
No, not pimp. Manage his money.
What better way to start than right here on Fat Guy Radio Show? Everybody's asking about it. We mentioned them. DA, again, this is the show coming in full circle. Me pushing you to let us in.
Oh, you can come in. I'm an open book of hieroglyphics.
That no
that's
one,
really that's really deep if you just step back and look.
Is my microphone that wide open or is someone fighting? How do I hear kids playing or a TV or something?
Those are kids.
You wanted to meet them. Hey.
I didn't say open the floodgates and let them out now.
They came full square.
But we're like, they were, and it was someone that's, you know, a friend of mine. I won't throw them out on, I won't throw their name out on the show, but they were like, you know, everybody's at home and every other podcast, even the Michael Mayer show that I listen to, Michael Mayer gets interrupted by his kid, by his young kid all the time. So I think in a couple of weeks, we should be able to meet the two little Andrews.
Okay.
Two little Andrews from school, two little Andrews.
Michael Mayer has a young child.
Please don't start. And if we do meet the two little Andrews, we could bring this back too.
Oh.
Oh, no. This detail. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was,
something
close.
Precedes this.
Baby, baby, baby.
We can bring that back. Thank you, DA. Appreciate that.
I don't even know where that's from. Is that the Oompa Loompas?
No,
he wasn't here for that.
That's very true. That was private to you. And by the way, DA, real quick before I know we're at the end of the show. Have you heard about the Confess Project?
No. Is it when cops confess to all the black people they rough up?
No. It's actually an organization that is recruiting barbers to learn how to counsel and get people to open up and talk for black men when they're in the barbershop.
Doesn't every barber already have that skill?
Pretty much, but this is the Confess Project. This is the real purpose. Their main purpose is to end the silence and stigma around suicide in the black community. Here's the thing. I don't want to be getting emotional when I'm in my barber's chair. Have you ever gotten wet hair in your eye? I mean, that stuff gonna sting.
Ew, wet hair. Why's your hair wet, Corey?
Because I'm crying in it. I'm crying and there's hair in my eyes and I'm crying.
My barber can't make me cry, though.
My barber can make me cry. Oh, by the way, just real quick, speaking of my barber, side note, actually, I'm going to stop the music here. Thoughts and prayers to my barber. He actually lost his father in the last 2 weeks, and Little D hipped me to it, and I contacted my barber, and my thoughts and prayers to him. I know he pops into the show every once in a while, but we love you, bro, and hang in there, and he knows where I am if he needs anything. So shout out to him. It was a long battle that he ultimately lost, and it wasn't COVID related, but he ultimately lost. So my barber, if you are one of those people that do the prayers to the baby Jesus or the baby Allah or Jesus Cristo, send some up and if just mention it to Jesus as Corey's barber and he'll know who you're talking about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for you today. I didn't get to my quarantine loneliness, but hopefully DT is going to quench that loneliness. Never going to happen. All right.
Never going to get it, never going to get it.
That's the story of my life. All right. I'm also turning into a... Oh, and this is a total front sale to everybody for the October Afterburn. All I'll say... We haven't even recorded it yet. All I'll say is I had a dream about DA. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. I got a frog in my throat. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Your voice is your vote. Register to vote. Verify the status of your voter registration or request a mail-in ballot. FatGuyRadioShow.com/vote is there to help. Election day is November 3rd. Be heard. Vote. I have verified my voter status so many times, they sent me 2 voter registration cards.
Don't tell people that.
But they all have the same voter registration number, but I actually literally got 2 voter registration cards.
Nice.
And I didn't even notice that I did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor...
What's good?
Doug the DA Andrew. Holla. And my little brother, DJ Little D in absentia.
Nobody.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra. Skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.